ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 8 एंटाइटल द कैरेक्टर ऑफ भरत महाराज टेक्स्ट नंबर 17। सो इट्स इन प्रोज आई विल रीड। अपीक्षेनास्मिनान् आश्रमोपवने शष्पाणि चरन्तं देवगुप्तं द्रक्ष्यामि। इज डिवाइन ग्रेस एस भक्तिवेदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन श्रील प्रभुपाद की अलास इट पॉसिबल दैट आई शैल अगेन सी दिस एनिमल प्रोटेक्टेड बाय द लॉर्ड and fearless of tigers and other animals. Shall I again see him wandering in the garden eating soft grass? Purport. Maharaj Bharat thought that the animal was disappointed in his protection and left him for the protection of a demigod. Regardless, he ardently desired to see the animal again within the ashram eating the soft grass and not fearing tigers and other animals. Maharaj Bharat could think only of the deer and how the animal could be protected from all kinds of inauspicious things. From the materialistic point of view, such kind thoughts may be very laudable. But from the spiritual point of view, the king was actually falling from his exalted spiritual position and unnecessarily becoming attached to an animal. Thus, degrading himself, he would have to accept an animal body. So, in this verse of today, we see how Bharat Maharaj is lamenting for the loss of the deer, because the deer was very dear to him. So, he was lamenting like anything. And Prabhupada says this was all due to material attachments. When one gets too much attached to a particular thing or a particular person, then ultimately he suffers like anything. Even in material life or material world we see, when this is a material example, even if a person or a young man, if he is attached to a young girl, and if he by chance or by his fate or by his luck, he loses that girl, then he starts also lamenting. Similarly, in this particular case, Bharat Maharaj was too much attached to this deer. So today we'll try to discuss what is this material attachment. Because this is very important. Because especially we are sadhakas and our sadhana mainly depends on chanting. And the most important thing in performing sadhana of chanting is not doing Vaishnava aparad or Nama aparad. And all aparadas are committed because of this 10th offense. What is that? Maintaining material attachments, even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. So what is this matter we will discuss today? About material attachments. So, what is this material attachment? Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, in 2nd chapter, 56 verse, in the purport, he says, material attachment is nothing but acquiring or accepting things for one's own sense gratification. When the whole center is satisfying one's own senses, then material attachment takes place. When we want to satisfy the senses of Krishna, then that is the perfection of the senses. Rushikena Rushikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. But when we try to satisfy our own senses, then material attachment takes birth. Again, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, it is said, material attachment means Bhagavat Vismruti. It is nothing but Bhagavat Vismruti. Bhagavat Vismruti means that thing or that particular person who helps us to forget Krishna. That is called material attachment. That is a maya only. So, it is called Bhagavat Vismruti. which helps us to forget Krishna or anything related to Krishna or Krishna's devotees. So material attachment is very dangerous because our ultimate aim is to remember Krishna at the time of death. Ante Narayana Smriti. So if you want to cultivate this mood and attain the perfection of life, this is very, very important to curb these material attachments or convert this material attachment into spiritual attachments. So we have to be very careful about these Bhagavat Vismritis, that is material attachments. So again, in 11th canto, intimate material attachments are compared to like a strong rope that binds mind and heart together. It's called Hrudaya Granthi, hard knot in the heart. So we become, when intimately attached to a particular thing or particular person, it is very difficult and it goes on binding the hard knot in the heart, or it binds the mind and heart together. And when there is a hard knot in the heart, it is very, very difficult. The person suffers like anything, laments like anything. Just like example is given, when a person sweats his blood and sweat and buys, after earning 1 month's salary, a new shirt from Raymond shop. And while in the shop, he tries to wear this and see how it fits. And when he tries to come out, by his bad luck, the nail at the door or gate stuck into his shirt, new shirt. And the new cloth or Raymond's shirt turns out. So the feeling he feels like not the cloth is torn, but his heart is torn out. So that is the intimate attachment. Or suppose a particular person has purchased a new car and he has come to his house and he has kept the car in front of his house and he wants to do some puja, first puja, Agra puja for that car. And so he goes inside. In meantime, small boys or children are playing cricket, football, whatever, game with the ball. The ball hits on the front shield of the car or the glass, and the front shield glass breaks. Then the feeling the person gets is not the glass is broken, but his heart is broken. So this is an intimate attachment. Even though he has nothing to do with this car or nothing to do with this shirt, but he is intimately attached to this particular thing or particular person, he becomes too much attached and that hard knot is created, and that is called intimate attachment or material attachment. Again, in 11th canto, it is said too much attachment is like state of gross ignorance, and in such a state the idea of returning to one's original identity, that is Jivera Swarupaya Krishna Nityas, never ever even crosses the mind. Such a strong attachment. Even though he is a Nitya Das, he is a servant of the Lord, he is part and parcel of Krishna, but because of too much attachment, he is completely taken over by gross ignorance. And in this gross ignorance, he forgets, or he totally, in this state, the idea of returning to one's original identity of Nitya Das doesn't cross even his own mind. Such a dangerous material attachment is. And an example is Bharat Maharaj. In this particular episode we see, Bharat Maharaj was too much attached to the deer. And therefore, instead of becoming deer to Krishna, he himself has to become deer. That is the plight of material attachment. So similarly, if we become too much attached to our dear ones, or near dear ones, then we have to become like our dears. And the example is Puranjan. He was too much attached to his wife, the dear one, and then he has to become a woman in his next life. Such a material attachment is the cause of creating bodies again and again. This is the cause of samsara chakra. Elsewhere in the 11th canto, it is said, the material attachment is called samsara taru. Samsara taru means the tree ensures that by throwing its seeds on the ground, it ensures that next tree is generated. Next generation is taking place. Similarly, by material attachment, body ensures that the next body is created. That's why it is called Sansar Taru or Sansar Chakra. The cause of repeated birth and death. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Jatreshayanam. So this is the cause of our Sansar Chakra or birth, old age, disease and death. So there are different types of siddhis. And Prabhupada compares these siddhis also to material attachments. Because they create only unsteadiness and then craving for the material things. And that's why it is said, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakale Ashant. That's why these material attachments creates only Ashanti, no Shanti. The only thing we get from these material attachments, especially Siddhis, is Ashanti only. So material attachments are compared to shackles of material life. These are like shackles. So Prabhupada compares these shackles to three types. The person who is in mode of goodness is compared to be shackled in the chain of gold. The person who is in the mode of Rajogun is compared to be bound in the shackles of silver chain or silver shackles. And the person bound in the mode of ignorance is compared to be shackled in the chain of iron. So we have to get out of these shackles. The ultimate purpose of human life is to get out of these shackles, not be entangled again and again by sometimes gold, by sometimes silver, or sometimes by iron. This is a great irony of human life. If we go on changing our irons, iron bars or shackles. So this we have to be careful. In 7th canto also, it is said, too much material attached family holder is like silkworm. What silkworm does? Which waves a cocoon by its own and which it becomes imprisoned and unable to get out of. Even though he himself creates this cocoon, but he gets entangled in this and very difficult to come out. Similarly, we see this material attachment is like sticking up in the drum of a fevicol or fevitite. The more you try to come out on your own by flapping your hands and legs, the more you stuck up in that fevicol drum. Just like once I saw the advertisement of fevicol. Fevicol, it joins all except broken hearts. Fevicol, jo sab kuch jodta hai, sivai tute hue dil. So, this is very significant. Just like person falling in the drum of fevicol or fevitite, very difficult to come out on his own, even if he tries to flap his hands and legs. Similarly, this material attachment is like fevicol, which joins all except broken hearts. Similarly, material attachments are like fevicol, which can join us to all, but except Krishna. That is Bhagavat Vismruti, which can give smriti of all and each and every one, but vismruti of Krishna. So it is like falling in the drum of fevicol, or even it is compared to a ditch of a dung, especially if you go in village area or where there is a cultivation of crops is going on. There they dug a big pit or a ditch of a ditch and they put dung. Gobar ki usko kya bolte? Gobar ka kuwa. And if a person by chance fails in this ditch, it is very difficult for him to come out on his own. The more he tries to come out by trying to come out, the more he goes on drowning inside. So that is the condition when particular person is attached, material attached to particular thing or particular person. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, material attachments makes a man donkey because he don't know why he is working, for whom he is working. Even though grass is on the side of the road, but still he is trying for a small grass for the for his owner. Similarly, when he is too much attached, he becomes like a donkey. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj says, Natat sadhu manne asat gruhat sada. Samugda vidhya. He says, when living entity marries material intelligent or material attachments, his serial of miseries starts. That is the beginning of his serial of miseries. So, he is always in samugna dhya. He is always tormented by different desires, material attachments. So, due to excessive material attachment, living entity is not able to remember his surudam, the best friend, the best well-wisher or your well-wisher. That is surudam sarvabhutanam. So, this is the cause why we are not able to remember Krishna always. That is the cause why we are not able to chant 24 hours Kirtane Sada Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And Shastra says, these material attachments, what they give us? Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. If it is not connected to Krishna or his devotees, then the result we get from this material attachment is Shrama Eva Kevalam. They give us only Shrama, Shram and Shram. Because in this particular shloka, it says Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. Because Eva means certainly, He means only, and Kevalam means absolutely. And the meaning of all three is same. That is Shrama. Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. So, we get only Shrama, hard labor, out of these material attachments. So, Vritrasura is saying to Indra in 6th canto that material body is Gramya Pash. Gramya Pash means rope of material attachments only. This body is nothing but Gramya Pash, made out of rope of material attachments. So, we have to remove all these ropes, and ropes are compared to gunas. So, we have to come out of these gunas. That's why Krishna says, Nistraigunya Bhava Arjuna. That is the purpose of all Vedic literatures, to come out of these ropes or gunas, sattva guna, rajoguna and tamoguna. Material attachments are called here as unnecessary, or which are not required, or unwanted. So these are called as anarthas. Anarthas means which don't have any artha, which don't have any value in our life, but still we are clinging to these material attachments. And that is the reason we are not able to remember Krishna. Material attachment is also called in Hindi asakti. Asakti means we are asking whether you can come or not. Asakti. So then, wo jarur aayegi. Aur aayegi hi. Asakti. Because we are asking her. Asakti hai kya. So, she will come on her own. In first canto, material attachments are compared to ignorance of transcendental happiness under the shelter of Lord. The living entity, out of ignorance, completely forgets the bliss or transcendental happiness under the shelter of Lord. And this is called as Kupa Munda Kurti. Because he thinks material attachment is everything. I and mine, that is all. Aham Mameti. And that's why he is not able to recognize the Krishna Tattva or Tattva Gyan. And because material attachments and taking shelter of Krishna, lotus feet, go ill together, it is very difficult out of ignorance to release this transcendental happiness or bliss of Krishna consciousness. So it is very difficult, and Prabhupada says material attachments and Krishna consciousness go ill together. So, it's material attachments, M-A, short form is M-A, and that is Aham Mameti, Mama and Papa. Sachindra Maharaj was telling, for Indians, the obstacle in path of Krishna consciousness is Mama. Mama means I and mine, my parents, my family, they are coming in between. And for Westerners, it is Papa. It is Papa means pap, sinful activities. That is the problem. When we are too much attached in material in activities. So, if a person is too much attached material to attach, he is called Grahamedi. Material attachment gives a nice Grahamedi life. And Grahamedi life means, Prabhupada says that Grahamedi, Medi means a bull who is tied to a rope and he is made to circle around a rod. Especially if you go to a sugarcane juice in villages, they make a bull to walk around that particular ghana. They call it ghana. Or if you go to a particular village where they make oil, there also ghanacha bail, they call. So similarly, material attachments make a person like a bull who is working for that particular ghana. And that's why it's called ghana ghanatvam. For lifetime, he is working for that. So conditioned soul is compared in Niti that he is called, compared to a shepherd man or mendpal, it's called. And his attachments are compared to sheep and goats. So this shepherd man is very, very carefully, diligently founding, protecting, maintaining and taking care of these sheep. But Lord and Lord's devotees are always carrying Gyan ki talwar or sword of knowledge to cut such goats into pieces. And that's why they cut these attachments, Hriday Granthi, into pieces. Then the question may arise, one may ask, why they cut this Hriday Granthi into pieces? Why they don't untie? So Shastra gives three reasons. First reason is, the sadhu has not so much time. He is very busy in cutting these knots. So he has no time. Second reason is, he may untie, but this particular person may again, out of affection or too much attachment, again tie the knot. So that's why he cuts for all. And third reason is, since lifetime is, this knot is going on increasing, it is very difficult to untie. That's why he cuts. So sadhu is like a butcher, always after the goats of this shepherd man or conditioned soul, who is very carefully founding the material attachments. So we have to be very careful. So the Grahamedi, who is completely attached to material life, thinks everything is revolving around him. He is the center of all attraction or universe. And everything is going under his direction. Just like Krishna says, Maya Dhekshana Prakriti. He also thinks or says, Maya Dhekshana Prakriti, Suyate Sacharachara. Everything is going under my control. But this is a mentality of a dog who is walking or running under the bullock cart in village particularly. Once a dog was walking under the bullock cart in the village going to field early morning. So another of his friend who is not having any master, Lavaris, he asks him, my friend, please stop. I want to tell you something. Then this dog, which is walking under the bullock cart, says, my dear friend, I don't have time. I am so busy. Then ask, what you are doing? Then the dog says, who is under the bullock cart, can't you see I am carrying this bullock cart? I am driving this bullock cart. Because of me, this bullock cart is running. Similarly, the material attached person thinks, because of me, this house is going on, or this programming is going on, or anything like that. But we have to ask him, before your birth or before your existence, was this program was not running, or was this house was running? Still you are there, still this house is running. After your departure also, this house will be running smoothly, more than before. So this is a condition of a material attached Grahamedi. Material attachment person thinks he is the hero of the show. Whatever show he is running in his household life, he thinks he is the hero. Even though he is completely captured by his so-called wife. But he thinks himself as a hero. But the real hero, Shastra says, has a last laugh. And therefore Krishna is the real hero. Because in the form of Kal, he snatches away everything of his all his material attachments. And therefore, we have to understand Krishna is the real hero. And we have to total our all propensities, attachments to Krishna. So the next topic is how material attachments takes place or develops, how they come into existence, and what is the cause or reason for these material attachments. And Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says clearly in the second chapter, 62nd verse, Dhyayato Vishayan Pungsa Sangaste Shupajayate. He says, while contemplating on the objects of senses, a person develops attachment from them. Just by contemplating on the sense objects, person develops attachment. This is a strength of contemplating on sense objects or material attachments. Immediately, what happens? Material attachments take place. So, this is the power of Vishaya. Vishaya is more deadlier than wish. Man can die after drinking by his mouth the poison. And it kills only body. But this Vishaya, just by contemplating, not by drinking, just by contemplating through eyes, we get completely dead. And not only material body, but spiritual body, soul also affected. That is the power of Vishaya or material attachments. So we have to be very careful about these Vishayas, which gives birth to material attachments. So next topic is, what happens if too much attached or material attached? First thing Bhagavatam says is, Deha patra kaletreshu asat seneshu asatapi tesham pramattu nidanam pashyan api na pashyati. Here it is said, being too much material attached to Deha, Apatta, Kalatra. Deha means body, Apatta means children, Kalatra means, Kalatra Adishu means generated by wife, family, children, house, bank balance, everything. Such a person is devoid of Atma Tattva. He doesn't understand what is the aim of life. Who am I? Who is Krishna, or who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is my connection with Supreme Personality? So this Atma Tattva or Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan Gyan is completely lost or doesn't understand this. And do not inquire about the real problems of life. That is birth, old age, disease and death. So he takes it very cheaply. These main problems, and try to solve all other problems which shoot out from these four main problems. That is birth, old age, disease and death. And he is completely engrossed in these problems only and forgets the original problem. That is the misery of Dehapatra Kalatradishu, who is completely engrossed in these material attachments. Second thing is, he thinks these fallible surjals will protect me from these problems of birth, old age, disease and death. But unfortunately, what happens? This false sense of security of so many family members, Deha, Apatta, Kalatra, relatives, money, bank balance, etc., etc., they are compared to like three things. That is, one thing is, just like this sense of security is like that of a group of a bird flying in the sky, and hunter shoots a one of the bird and the others continue to fly. Just see. The sense of security is like that of a group of birds which are flying in the sky. But a hunter shoots one of them, but others don't stop there and see what happens, what happened to him, why he's falling down. They continue their journey. So similarly, Prabhupada says, every plane has to fly on his own. Similarly, this applies to our spiritual life also. When we are trying to enjoy Maya in Maya's kingdom, then we are on our own. That is a risk. Very risky business. So we have to be very careful. And similarly, we see in Gajendra's story, when he was caught in the jaws of crocodile, nobody came forward. Even his friends, family members, wife, children, they were just standing on the shore and watching this drama. Even the demigods were seeing this live telecast from the sky. And even demigods couldn't come forward to save him. So we have to be very careful not to believe this Asat Sen issue or fallible soldiers. So Prabhupada says, sometimes somebody dies, it is not shocking. But how anybody can live in this material world, it's shocking. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Saraswati used to say, this material world is not for gentlemen. This material world is what for mental man. So, mental man means completely engrossed in material attachments. And third thing is, although sufficiently experienced that his father has died, his grandfather has died, his all previous generations are gone back, but still he thinks I am a special category, special case. And therefore, he don't see their inevitable destruction. And that's why he's called a blind man. Pashyanapina Pashyati. Even though he sees, but he tries to unsee it. Second thing happens when too much material attached is, it causes total destruction of memory and intelligence. Again, Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 62 verse, 63rd verse says, Krodad bhavati sammoha, sammohat smriti vibrama, smriti bhamshat buddhi nasho, buddhi nashat pranashyati. So, krodad bhavati sammoha. Because of this anger, because of unfulfilled desires, material attachments, this delusion take place. And because of delusion, bewilderment of memory take place. And because of bewilderment of memory, total destruction. Not partial destruction, total destruction. He falls into pool of material stool. That is, again and again he has to take birth. And the example is, we see just how material memory is lost and intelligence lost. Even though they are so much advanced or so learned in scripture scholars. Even Bharat Maharaj, he was completely deluded and his memory got completely bewildered and he was completely his life was completely destroyed. Again, Dhritarashtra, the classic example. He was too much attached to his sons and especially Duryodhan. And that's why whole Kauravas were finished. Again, another classic example is Dronacharya. Even though he was knowing Ashwatthama is Chiranjeev, but because of his attachment, too much attachment to Ashwatthama, when Yudhishthira Maharaj declared Ashwatthama Narva Kunjarva, Marova, like that he declared that Ashwatthama is dead, then he completely, his memory was bewildered. He was deluded and he was finished in that war. So, Srila Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, 30th verse, that excessive attachment for material things puts a man in such a fearfulness and loss of material equilibrium takes place. Just like Arjuna, his hands were shivering, his body was shivering, and he was not able to hold the Gandiva bow, which is the armor of Arjuna, but still he was not able to withstand that Gandiva bow. He kept it on the floor, on the chariot, and he also sit down. That is the case of mental equilibrium loses. And such fearfulness is created in the heart. Third thing is, material attachment can even destroy a whole family. Just like we explained, because of Dhritarashtra's too much attachment, Kauravas were destroyed, whole family was destroyed. Material attachment is the greatest cause of suffering and sorrow. We see in the case of Chitraketu Maharaj. He was too much attached to the material thing of having to have a son. But ultimately, he was frustrated, becomes sorrowful, and suffering starts when he wanted to have that material attachment. Again, too much attached person too much attached to a particular person or thing at the time of death gets the same body. If you are particularly attached to a particular person or thing, it helps you to get the same body. As we said, Puranjan. Puranjan was too much attached to his wife and he got the body of a woman. Again, in the case of Bharat Maharaj, we see he was too much attached at the time of his death to this deer and he has to become deer in his next life. So, if too much attached, it's painful to give up at the time of death. Very, very painful. Very, very difficult. Just like this marble, if you want to take out from the wall, it is very difficult because it is completely stuck up. Similarly, at the time of death, same things happens. Forcefully, the attachments are taken away. Just like marble is taken away from wall, forcefully. Similarly, death means everything and everyone dear to you, dear and near to you, including your all beautiful bodily limbs, parts which are more dear to you, are taken away in 1 second or in 1 moment from you forcefully. That is a death. So it is very difficult at the time of death if you are too much attached. But still, Shastra says, the greatest wonder is whatever body living into decays, he becomes attached to that body. And the story of Indra comes to mind. When Indra was cursed to become a pig, he became too much attached to this pig body, to his pig wife, to his pig chicklets. And he was too much attached. And when time came and Narad Muni was sent to call him back for occupying his position as Indra in the heaven, he was not ready to come. He was saying, here I am enjoying my life with my wife. How can I come? Then Narada arranged one butcher and killed his all family members, including wife, children, all his relatives, near and dears. Then he, on his knees, started pleading in Naraji, please forsake me, please leave me, I am ready to come now. So this is a plight when, our greatest wonder, when one gets body, he becomes too much attached to the body, whatever body it may be. Another greatest wonder of the body, material attachment, is even if we got for a very short time or very little time any particular thing or sense object, we want to retain that forever. And we can see in the trains and buses, as soon as we get a seat in the bus, crowded, jam-packed local trains, we think this is a goal of life. I will retain this seat forever. But how long we can retain it? As soon as the station comes, we have to get down. The seat remains there, but people fight like anything. Kurukshetra war. They shed their blood, sweat to occupy that seat. But how long we can retain these attachments? So because of one's attachment to one's temporary body and so-called home, family, friends and so on, one's intelligence is always disturbed by fear and one is unable to appreciate or practice pure devotional services. This is very important. This is a major problem when we are attached to material things. That is, one loses one's intelligence and his intelligence is always disturbed by fear and one is unable to appreciate or practice pure devotional service. We see in the case of Kailash. Kailash was not ready because of his material attachments. He was always thinking and his intelligence was always disturbed. Who will take care of my business, my family? I sweat my blood and sweat for this family and business. So he was not able to appreciate the pure devotional service which was offered by Narad. Similarly, Bharat Maharaj was always fearful about deer's well-being and unable to appreciate pure devotional service. That's why he left all his sadhana, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Next thing what happens when we are bodily attached is this bodily attachment causes intense pain within the heart and we are stunned by lamentation and hankering for reunion or seeing the object of our attachment at any cost or we want to have their association again and again. Just like Bharat Maharaj here in this particular sloka is too much bodily attached to deer, causing so much intense pain within his heart and became stunned and singing the songs of separation for his dear. He is singing Viragit, just like our Acharya sings. When some Acharya departs, we sing Jeo Nila Prema Dena, Karuna Prachur, Heno Prabhu Kota Gela, my dear, dear. Similarly, he is singing this Vira song or song of separation. Or Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhuliya Hamare Sansare Bhitare. In this song he says, Ekabar Prabhu Dekha Diya, More Vanchile Hedina Dase. He is saying, I am your servant. At least once give a darshan. I am hankering for your darshan. Oh dear, please come before me. Like this. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahiname. Similarly, whole world, material world is becoming empty for him in the separation of dear. Or Shad Goswami sings, He Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite, He Nanda Suno Kuto. Similarly, Bharat Maharaj is saying, kota gela, dear kota gela. So, this is a song of separation when we are too much bodily attached to a particular thing or particular person. Next thing happens because of too much affection and attachment is if our affection and attachment for others is based on bodily sense gratification in the name of society, friendship and love, that excessive or unwanted affection or atisneha will cause burning pain at the time of breaking or destruction of that relationship. Very, very important. What we get? Burning sensation in the heart because of this atisneha. That's why it's called ABC. ABC means Ati Bhaktir Chore Lakshan. This is symptom of excessive attachment or devotion, not to Krishna but to particular material thing. That is a lakshan of ABC, Ati Bhaktir Chore Lakshan. And this will cause burning pain at the time of breaking or destruction of that relationship. And that's called heartbreaking. And just like Bharat Maharaj is breaking his heart for his dear, or in the 11th canto, the story of male pigeon and female pigeon comes. Male pigeon and female pigeon were very nicely staying together, raising their children. But one day they went out for search of food. But in meantime, a hunter comes and catches in the net all the small birds. And when mother pigeon comes, she sees that her children are in the net. So out of attachment, too much attachment, she goes there and she is also caught. Again, this male bird comes and he sees whole family is in the net. And what I am doing here? So let me enter in this net. And that is called internet. So similarly, we are caught in this material world through this net. So these material attachments for society, friendship, love are based on long previous experiences in material world. Not that we are experiencing this society, friendship, love in this human life only, human form of life. We had so much of this society, friendship, love in other species also. And because of this, we are too much attached to this. And they are great obstacles in the path of transcendental understanding. And if we try to maintain them, then spiritual progress will become most difficult, almost impossible. So this is very, very important, especially for sadhakas. Because it is here said that long experiences we had had of this society, friendship, love or material attachments. And they are great obstacles in the path of transcendental understanding. And if we maintain them, then spiritual progress will become almost difficult, impossible. That's why it is said, why we are not able to chant helplessly? Why we are not cry out holy name helplessly? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Only one reason. That is because we are clinging to material attachments, and that is 10th avrat. Still maintaining material attachments, aham amiti, even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. And it's engaging in spiritual life with our anchor out. Just like Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur tells the story of marriage party. They were rowing the boat whole night, but still they were in the same place. Similarly, we will be in the same place even though we are chanting for lifetimes. So it's engaging in spiritual life with our anchor out. And this anchor is material attachments or attachment to sense gratification. There Prabhupada says, you can chant and chant for hundreds and hundreds of years and not get result if you chant with anchor out, that is with material attachments. So we should be introspective and take apart these anarthas, material attachments, and rectify our situation to have an open road in our chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And last thing is, attachments to material body, which is always inclined to sense gratification, is the root cause of material existence. Just like I told in the beginning, it is called Sansar Taru or Sansar Chakra. It ensures that another body is created. Material attachments ensures that another body is created. Next thing we get from this attachment is, materialistic people commonly refer to their home as sweet home, happy home, as their nest. And the money put aside for future sense gratification is called the nest egg. So home is compared to nest, and the money meant for future sense gratification is called nest egg. But both are taken away by the hunter in the form of kala. So we have to be very careful, and it's very painful at the time of death. Therefore, Prabhupada says in 11th Kato, therefore, all the lovers of this material world should clearly note that how their so-called wife, children and future will all be dragged away in hunter's net. That is, at the time of death, everything will be finished, and it's too miserable, painful, because of too much attachment. Next thing we get because of this material attachment is that too much attached family holder is hopelessly bound in web of anxiety and illusion. He is completely bound in web of anxiety. Samugdhya. Always in Asad Gruhat and in complete illusion. Just like Dhritarashtra was always in anxiety. What will be the outcome of battlefield of Kurukshetra? Or he was always in illusion that his sons are going to be victorious. So this is the plight of a too much attached person. Next thing is, householder taking care of dependents, protecting, ordering, maintaining his wife, children, servants, domestic animal, etc., should not become materially attached to them. Nor should he become mentally unbalanced, considering himself to be Lord, maintainer, protector. Just like Bharat Maharaj considering, he is maintaining, he is protecting, he is the Lord of this deer. So one should not consider himself a Lord or protector or maintainer. Actual protector, maintainer is Krishna. On his behalf, we are giving shelter to this particular Jivatma. That's why it is called Ashram. Grahastha Ashram, Brahmacharya Ashram. Ashram means we are taking shelter. Ashray. One should remain sober and intelligent and never forget one's position of Nityaradas. Next thing, because of material attachment we get is, material attachments are certainly problems for living entities, since they are diseases of spirit soul. This is a disease of spirit soul, these material attachments, and we have to take care of them. Trying to gain relief through material society, friendship, love, or material attachments results in unbreakable anxiety and suffering. So material attachments are compared to the real heart disease or real heart attacks, material attachments. Just as an improperly treated disease recurs or gives repeated distress to the patient, the mind that is not completely purified of its perverted tendencies will remain attached to material things and repeatedly torment the imperfect yogi or kuyogi who is bewildered neophyte and who has failed to properly treat the disease of heart called material attachments. So these are the real material attachments. We have to take care of them and we have to cure the disease of heart, the heart disease. Otherwise, this relapse will come again and again. Heart attacks will come again and again in our life of material attachments. If one has repeated relapses in material attachments, he has failed to eradicate the darkness of ignorance from his heart. So ultimately we see how to give up these material attachments, how to get out of these material attachments. As we say, material attachments and taking shelter of lotus feet of Krishna go ill together. Therefore, by cultivating spiritual knowledge, that is Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan, we can realize that we are nothing. We have nothing to do with these material attachments. Then at once we can give up these material attachments and free from these material attachments. When we realize that these are unwanted, this can cause our death, then only it is possible to give up. Just like in 11th quarter, there is a story of a group of large hawks who were unable to find prey, attacked a weaker hawk who was holding in his mouth a small piece of meat. At that time, being in danger of his life, the weaker hawk gave up his meat and appreciated actual happiness. So if we want to actually appreciate the happiness, we have to give this material attachment, just like the weaker hawk gave up the attachment to the meat, piece of meat. If we don't give up, then we become like a monkey. Just like monkey was trying to get out the groundnuts, mungfali. Groundnuts. He was trying to get the groundnuts from the bottle, which was kept by a hunter to catch the monkey. And he was hiding behind the bushes. And as soon as the monkey saw the groundnuts, he was attracted to this. And he was trying to get these groundnuts. So while putting his hand in the bottle, it was very easy for him, because there was nothing in his hand. He was not holding anything. So he held on the groundnuts. As soon as he held on, the hunter came behind the bushes and tried to catch him. At the time, monkey has to do only one thing. Just leave the groundnuts and take out his hand. But he was too much attached to these groundnuts. He wanted groundnuts also and life also. And both things are not possible. So he lost his life. So it is out of ignorance only. Ignorance means lack of spiritual knowledge. And this ignorance has got five symptoms. First is aham mameti bhav. To accept body as everything and things related to body as mine, I and mine. Therefore we see that because of ignorance of these five symptoms, aham mameti is the first one. Therefore Bharat Maharaj came on this platform. He was actually on the platform of Mahabhav. But because of this ignorance, he came from Mahabhav to aham mameti bhav. That is the tragedy because of material attachments. And he was thinking, I am Bharat Maharaj and this deer is mine. Second symptom of ignorance is to accept truth higher than Krishna. And therefore, he started to accept worship of deer instead of worshipping Krishna. He forgot his sadhana. Third symptom is to suffer from material identification. Third symptom of ignorance is to suffer from material identification. Therefore, Bharat Maharaj started thinking that himself to be a real protector, maintainer and Lord. So he forgot his real identity. He was actually Nitya Das, a servant of the Lord. But he started thinking himself Lord. Fourth symptom of ignorance is to accept sense gratification as the standard of your pleasure. So he started fondling the deer, taking care of him, and that was his standard of sense gratification or pleasure. And fifth thing is lamentation. And as we see in this particular sloka, he started lamenting like anything. So Shastra gives warnings. If you want to be out of this ignorance, we have to be have complete faith in the holy name. Therefore, warnings are there. First warning is the invisible arrows of material attachment, material desires may wound you at any time. Therefore, guard yourself carefully with the arm of holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. So we have to be always guard with the holy name. We have to be always armed with holy name. And our beat bag is like our Sten gun, HK-108. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So Maya cannot approach when she sees Sten gun in our hand, HK-108. Second warning is, the holy name only can protect you from the attacks of Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Mad, Moha, Matsar, all these anarthas which are caused by material attachments. Therefore, put your faith wholly and solely in holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Third warning is, the taste of Krishna's glory is the taste of immortal love. Be greedy for the taste of endless love, not the taste of dead matter or material attachments. This is third warning Shastra gives. Fourth warning is, the holy name is the only stick to pound out of the material attachments, material desires. The holy name is the only stick to pound out material attachments, material desires. Without holy name, I am helpless slave of my mind and senses. So we have to have this stick always with us. Fifth warning is, carefully take the medicine of holy name. It will transform and cure the diseased desire to enjoy dead matter, material attachments, into a healthy desire to serve Krishna. Sixth warning is, kill your material attachments, material desires with arrow of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And live forever happily in Krishna consciousness. That is formula given by Srila Prabhupada. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So this is a very good warning. Kill your material attachments and material desires with arrows. So this is the time. Shoot now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare. Because in devotional service, everything is in Ashtakam. Last two reasons are there. Seventh reason, seventh warning is, sound of holy name can wake me up from dream of material life, material attachment. Therefore, just hear holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. This is the real meaning of Tatshunu. Suno me. If you don't suno me, then suno me. Eighth reason is, intense chanting can save me from immense material torture and physical suffering caused by my material attachments. That is, material intense chanting can save me from immense material torture, mental torture and physical suffering caused by my material desires, material attachments. Therefore, go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Thank you very much. We'll stop here. It's too late for questions. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki. Hare Krishna.